Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, it looks like Washington's gray wolf population has increased for the 9th consecutive year, according to an annual statewide survey. But the increase continues to be primarily in the wolf-rich northeastern quarter of the state. At the end of last year, Washington held at least 122 wolves, 22 packs, and 14 successful breeding pairs. This compares with a minimum of 115 wolves, 20 packs, and 10 breeding pairs reported at the end of 2016. Now, Ben Maletsky is Washington's statewide wolf specialist for the Department of Fish and Wildlife and explains what's being done to help ranchers protect their livestock from wolf depredation.
We've got some contracts in place where we help cost share funds to put out non-lethal tools, flattery, and help pay for range riders, you know, different fencing for calving operations.
Of course, since 1980, gray wolves have been listed under state law as endangered throughout Washington. In the western two-thirds of the state, though, they're also listed as endangered under the Federal Endangered Species Act. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.